Millionaires a sports show. Got me in my hormones. All gas, no brakes, score 4-0. If you think you own this place, you get foreclosed. I've been in my head, but it's not about a T3. Yeah, I like to learn, but there's nothing you can teach me. We all got opinions. You about to hit a meat tree of bitches. CSJ never really misses. GD7 land, baby, shout out to Indigenous. My girl, she got mad at me, cause she don't know the difference. Between this and them, nah, you about to witness. Well, freedom is so now, I tell that girl, get out my business. Do this, I ain't joshing on the grind like Eric Costin. Sit around and grab a drink. You talking what you wanted. It's mostly you don't know me. When it drop, then I'm mostly what they bopping. You can say what you got. When it's Tuesday, I be locked in.
Like, my hair on a bad day is still better than everyone's on a good day. That's what's crazy.
I like that.
Right? You know what else is crazy?
What's that?
That this is the 294th edition.
That's right.
Of the sports show.
Sports show!
Coming in hot on the CJSW 90.9 FM. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in. It's always a pleasure. I'm going to give you a couple bits of homework, okay? We're on a university station. It's only fitting. The first thing you want to do is on the social media, at Sports Show Podcast. Look for the blue and white logo. Do the same when you get on the YouTube. That's where if you want to get a video of what you're hearing right now, it's at Sports Show Podcast. Wow, that was a big I didn't like that. It was Do I post edit? Forget it. Why not? We're live on live. CJSW 90.9 FM, greatest radio station of all time. Thank you so much for all the support that we get here. We got some big news coming at you in the weeks and months to come. And of course, if you want to listen to the episodic version of this, because we do it every week, it is Podbean. It is Spotify. And I told you on the YouTube already. Thank you very much.
Hey, welcome to the CJSW live on live show.
Yeah, we coined that.
We coined that. And yeah, if you've never heard this, so if you're listening on the radio right now and you're turning it up, you're like, I like the sound of these two guys. I like this. What's this show about? It's sports and Taylor Swift. That's all we talk about, basically, right? So let's start with a little something, because we don't got all the time in the world.
No, we don't.
I was perusing the Nets.
That's what he does.
So as I was perusing the Nets, I always look for a good little story to start off the banter, and then we get into the sports. And I look, Super Bowl was last week. Super Bowl 58, we are going to talk about it. But the highlight of the show, and everyone knows, is the Taylor Swift. But Dimitri, I got a quick question for you. Do you believe in karma?
You know what? Overall, no. No, I don't.
You don't?
I don't.
Well, let me tell you a little something. You got to start believing in it, because last week,
It's a hot take.
Reared its head at the Super Bowl. Taylor Swift and her friends are all in their suite. They're doing whatever. And then the guy that basically almost took over the Super Bowl, what do I mean? He drops his album that day. He's a big thing. He even bought an $8 million 30-second spot. Who am I talking about? Kanye West shows up, sits right in front of Taylor, basically. She sees him, says, oh, no, 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 no. It doesn't work like this, Kanye. You're in my house now. And apparently, rumor is, reports are out, that she called the old security guards and said, hey, that guy, he's in my way. Get him out of here. Thoughts on the Taylor kicking out the Kanye.
Listen, if that happened, that would be the greatest move of all time.
I'm telling you, it's happened.
What do they say? Revenge is a dish that is best served cold, my friends.
Yes.
And well done. Well done. I'd have the chip on my shoulder. Hey. It's very sport-esque. She's really learning the sport game.
Do you think
isn't
that when
she?
He bought it on StubHub, he's like, okay, awesome. Guys, I got us three tickets. This is going to be great. Sits down, looks behind. He's like, oh, no. No.
Oh, man. That's amazing. Oh, hi, Taylor. How you doing? You're here too, huh?
So, yeah, remember that thing? Bygones be bygones, right?
I mean, come on. Come on. Yeah.
You know, one thing I wanted to say is one thing he did that was brilliant. I mean, as everyone knows, the Super Bowl commercials are the big thing, right?
Yeah.
They were going for $8 million a spot, 30-second slides.
It's incredible.
He did a selfie. He did a video on himself in his car, paid the $8 million, but he did it. No production, no nothing. So if you think about it, it was a straight $8
million. Cost of production was great.
Brilliant.
Yeah, looking at cutting costs.
Taylor, I'm just saying, I'm kind of on your side. I liked what you did,
yeah,
but it was a smart move by the Kanye.
Listen, I don't blame the Kanye. I mean, you know, the child support payments have to be massive, Mitch.
Yeah.
Oh, I would say, right? Like, I would assume so. The guy's got to cut costs.
This is what I'm saying. Yeah. So how do I really
And you put
segue?
Spotify in the mix?
Oh.
They're grinding down these artists.
I'm telling you, you're right. So how do we go from Kanye West to the NHL?
Easy.
We're going to do it. Watch this. So, Dimitri, have you ever heard of this city? It's to the east of us.
Oh, my God. What is it?
Toronto.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, they got this one player, Austin Matthews, good player. I'm not sure if you heard of him. Scores goals. He's pretty good. By the way, stuck at 40.
I'm just trying to think right now because Toronto, it doesn't seem like they're a team that gets a lot of TV time, Mitch, do they?
Not as much as
you
would hope so.
Austin Matthews.
Right.
Is that last name first name or first name last name?
Great question. I don't know. Yeah. So, if,
and he's,
let's say,
sorry, he's a goal scorer?
He scores a lot of goals.
Never seen many highlights, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
weird.
I mean, if you happen to have TSN package or Sportsnet, you're going to hear a little bit about Toronto during the week if you're just flipping through the channels.
But you have to stay because it'll, by the time they're done with the Wranglers.
If you bake bread, come back, it's still on. Like, this is how much they talk about these guys, right? So anyways, what happened was, and I'm so curious because we brought this up on 294 shows. It's come up somewhere along the line.
Of course.
And what am I talking about is this. They have a defenseman named Morgan Riley. He's their best defenseman by far on the team, and he's an integral part. Well, he's also a hockey player. And what does that mean? These guys live on tradition. They live on morals of the hockey world, right? Like, you got to kind of follow the hockey rules. They're taking on their arch nemesis, the Ottawa Senators. The Ottawa guy, it's late in the game. They're up by one. The guy steals a puck, goes down the net, and he takes a slap shot on the empty net and scores the goal, obviously.
Like 5 feet in front
like
of the net.
Like 5 feet right in front. Totally unnecessary, but did it anyways. Well, Morgan Riley didn't like it too much and cross-checked them in the face. Little melee occurs, blah, blah, blah. Smoke clears. Well, Toronto, the head office of the NHL, turns around and says, hey, Toronto hockey team, that Morgan Riley guy, 5-game suspension. The hockey world is split down the middle. You thought COVID was controversial? This is controversial. Dimitri, where do you stand on Morgan Riley doing the hockey thing, I'm using my air quotes, on this Ottawa player? And is the 5-game suspension justified?
Number one, I love it. I absolutely love it.
Love what?
I love that he did it. Okay. I'm on Team Riley.
Oh, Team Riley.
Oh, absolutely. 100%. I love what he did.
Mm-hmm.
If I was him, I would even do it again.
Again.
The thing is you when you cross check to the face,
right?
And where I'm going is the suspension. Would I have liked to see 5 games? No. Is it excessive? Could be argued. Is it what it is? Yes. Is it justified? Yes. Mm-hmm. Like, you cross check a guy in the face after the fact, you do have to set a tone for after-whistle behavior like that. So I totally get it.
Right.
But you know what he didn't lose?
Right.
He didn't lose the respect of his team, I'll tell you that right now.
Not at all.
He didn't lose the respect of anyone in the organization. He didn't lose the respect, I don't care what anyone says on TV, behind the scenes, he didn't lose the respect of any player. He didn't even lose the respect of people probably on the Ottawa Senators, you guys. The fact of the matter is, this is why codes happen, because you know what? When you have a little bit of governance on the ice, it's just never going to happen again. That kid went and decided to, and this is what it is, because he's a younger guy, he decided to be a hotshot. And the other thing is, who are you? You guys are the Ottawa Senators. You're not even contention for anything. Like what bravado are you bringing to the table? So this guy's, come here, you little punk. You want to play around? No problem. Big brother, meet little brother, have at it. And you know what? I hope he does it again. And if I'm Toronto, like if Toronto's my organization.
Is that how you pronounce it? Toronto.
Toronto.
Right. Like I said, we don't get enough
coverage. We don't get enough press.
So always, okay.
And I really had to dig deep into the archives really to find this clip.
Right.
I'd be like, hey, Morgan, just so you know, I got the tab on you. Anyone does that again, like my speech would be like, anyone thinks they get away with that, I got your back. It's kind of like this. My dad, growing up, very simple rule of thumb. Never hit first, always hit back.
Right.
Well, you know what? How many times I would get into fights? I mean, who started it? Well, the other person did that. Okay, go home. But your son, I don't care.
Yeah.
That's how I would be with this, in my opinion.
Right. Here's the, you know, I don't want to play devil's advocate here, but maybe I will for a second.
Yeah, why not?
I'm on both sides a little bit, and I'll tell you why. Years ago on this podcast, I talked about fighting, how for many years, the NHL had one guy on the team that was basically your fighter. He was there just to, you know, maybe skate around for 10 minutes a game, if that. Mm-hmm. And but more importantly, he was there to govern the whole thing. Anyone touches your best player, jumps over the board, boom, 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 done. I always thought that guy would take the position. He took away from a skilled player that's sitting in the AHL that didn't have an opportunity to come up because he couldn't throw a fight. Years later, the NHL starts becoming more skills-based. Now we're reverting back. It's funny how history is, right? It starts going back. Where you kind of need a guy like that. You need a guy that's going to be able to drop the gloves. Now, that was a fighting scenario. But the one thing hockey's very good at is they govern themselves. The players know, hey, we have referees. They'll call the tripping penalty, blah, blah, blah. But we're going to, you know, there's certain things you cannot do.
Yeah,
but there's also certain things in hockey that I find very weird. For example, an open ice body check. A nice, clean, easy body check. Well, if you do that, guess what? Get ready. Once you clean out that guy, get ready because somebody on his team has to, out of the morals of the NHL rule book, like on the bench, they got to drop the gloves and go after you. They might even like whisper in your ear like, hey, that was pretty good. But he has to fight you. It's just the way it is. This is where I put this category in is that, yes, that slap shot done by Ridly Gregg of the Ottawa Senators. What are you doing? Like, but it would have been just as funny if you just slid it in like curling, like just give it a little push. It would have been just as bad, or it didn't really matter.
A bond spiel, if you will.
Exactly. But when you slap shot it in, you knew, that Morgan had to do what he had to do. And that's why I left. But then here's the thing, Dimitri. What you don't want to do, what the NHL doesn't want to do, is young players are very easily, you know, going to watch this clip and go, oh, I got to do it. I went to my nephew's hockey game years ago. And, dude, these kids do act a lot like they're superstar people that they have on their walls. And the NHL can't let that happen and let it be a norm. But here's where I'm kind of playing both sides of the fence. But you want that. You need the players to respect. You got to get them to love each other and hate each other. And they got to self-govern. Do I think you deserve 5 games? 5's excessive. Maybe 1 or 2. Just to be like, hey, you can't be sticking guys right in the face.
He hit him in the face, and that's what got it.
If
this was an attack, it was just, man, you feel bad because you're just like, why did the stick just have to slide up that way? Do you realize if it was where you intended, nothing would happen?
That's right.
It is what it is.
But you got it to your point where all the Toronto guys are going, hey, Morgan, way to go, bro. Don't worry. We'll take care of you. I'm thinking the other way on Ottawa. I think a lot of guys, like veterans especially, going to Ridly going, what were you doing, bro?
100%.
Why were you doing that?
No, 100%.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, right? And there's a difference. And this is what I'll point out. A guy like Marchand, he's a pest. He knows how to get under your skin. He does things, but he's also accountable to himself. He doesn't get mad and start whining and crying, well, people are after me all the time and it's not fair. Right. He doesn't do that.
No, not at all.
Right? And so for me, where you say, yeah, young kids are watching this, I don't disagree. Like, there's certain behaviors. You're like, man, you don't want the kids to do it. But I also want it's different. Anyone, depending what age you are listening to this right now, that has played hockey in their youth, went through different eras. We came from an era, Mitch, I'm 40 years old, okay? Right. So we came from an era where we were learning to body check in Adam. Right. I don't know what it is now, if they have like U13, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Bottom line, Mitch, is that at 10 years old, you're learning how to take hits. Why? Because when you hit puberty and you're 15 years old, in your case, probably 19, but you're 15 years old,
right.
Okay? And one person's 6'2", the other person's still 5'4".
Right.
You got to learn how to do it.
You're right.
Where, hot take, I know, you know, controversy with guys like Don Cherry, but this is where you want, if this was on the CBC, and if this was Don Cherry watching it and saying, hey, young guys, listen, don't go around showboating and blah, 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 because this is the code of hockey. Because whether we like it or not, someone is playing by those quote unquote old school rules. That's the self-governance. I don't like when people get body checked either every time and there's a fight.
Yeah.
It's like, just keep playing. That was old time hockey. You took the hit, you keep playing. But there is something to be said to the point where, you know, the fan doesn't really know what they want sometimes, Mitch.
Absolutely.
Because you take a Gretzky, Semenko, McSorley argument, and you're like, yeah, you do that. You got to protect those guys. But then when they go to protect him, it's like, well, guys, can we just dummy this down?
Right.
It's hockey.
It's hockey.
It's physical.
But, you know, Dimitri, for a lot of people that, let's say, watch other sports like we do, like we watch basketball, baseball, football, whatever, hockey's the only one where fighting is acceptable. Think about it.
Yeah.
You get flustered. You're like, yeah. God, that guy hit me really hard. Or that guy stole the puck and my emotions are up. The next thing you know, you can literally, in this game, throw your gloves on the ground and go bare knuckle fighting with the other guy.
And there's no,
and, it's crazy.
Hold on.
Yeah.
And there's not as many cheap shots.
All agreed. But it's, I think what's happening is we,
and, hold on.
We want
you,
the best of both
worlds.
Let
me ask
worlds.
You. Yeah, would European handball not be a great sport if there's a little fighting?
I think it would be better.
How about badminton?
Way better.
You want to pick up pickleball?
Hey, I am watching.
Drop
that
all the paddles.
Day.
God, like imagine tennis where there's a bad call. Hey, hop the net. Yeah. I dare you, tough guy.
I would love to see it. Don't get me wrong. That's why we're intrigued by it. But in hockey, it's obviously more common. It's part of the game. It
like
is
imagine
what it is.
The NFL right now, Super Bowl.
Right.
They don't like each other. And all the teams, all they do is just form like a circle, like schoolyard rules. We talked about this.
I agree.
And then they just start getting right after each
Both.
Other.
It's the way it's going to get. It'll get cleaned up. Do I think, again, we'll finish it on this. We're both in agreement. Five games was too much. Maybe one or two just to say, hey, man, you got your stick a little high.
Because
you're right. If he just hit him in the ribs, he wouldn't have got any suspension.
No.
Maybe a penalty, but it was at the end of the game anyways. Who cares? Hey, new generation, learn a little something. Toughen up.
And listen.
And stop doing all these showboaty things.
You toughen up, but you also got to tune up or tune in. Tune in. Because if you're just joining us, it's the Sports Show on the CJSW 90.9 FM. You are listening to Mitch and Dimitri. We talk a little. We peruse at the beginning. We talk a little sports. We just got off a little Morgan Riley.
Yeah.
Little hot take.
Hot take. Let's
and go back to the CJSW. We're on Spotify. We're on YouTube.
What else? Anything else?
I don't know. What do we got?
You know what? iTunes. We'll have a chat with you one day.
Yeah, the iTunes thing is bothering me. It's a touchy subject.
It's a touchy subject.
You want to talk suspensions?
Hey, I want to talk trades. NHL trade deadline is March 8th. Next time we talk to you guys, all these trades will be done. So real quick. Vancouver, Calgary has already made some big trades, Listen, the Vancouver Canucks, you like them, you don't like them. They're making some moves. Dimitri, who do you think is for sure going to get dealt come the March deadline? Any hot takes on that one? I'd like to hear from you.
Are we talking?
Just anybody. Choose any team, any player. Where do you think they're going to go? Give me a little something.
You know what? The one that I'm paying attention to closely is because this is where we're from, is Calgary. And,
of course.
And I think someone or a pair of people are going to get dealt in Calgary. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of when.
Right.
I think Markstrom should be the person to go.
Right.
I just saw yesterday they reactivated Vladar.
Yep.
I think you get rid of Markstrom now. We talked about it last week. Good value. Can go to a team. You know, the Tanev one and the Hanifin one, to me, those are the two that are next. When?
Yeah.
I don't know what you do there, Mitch.
We've talked about it before, you're right. I love that we have three major pieces that every team wants a piece of.
Yeah.
I love it. So I'm really hoping Mr. Conroy just makes, like, hold your cards tight, sir. Hold them tight. Yeah. Now, the Hanifin one's a tricky one because you know he's not going to re-sign in Calgary. So you kind of almost have to give him away without getting anything. Like, if you don't give him away and get what exactly you want, it sucks. But it's that or do the Johnny thing and get nothing in return. So you got to take something. The Tanev, the Markstrom, we are going to clean up, son.
Yeah.
That's going
to
be good.
I mean, if there's anyone that I'd love to keep, for me, it's the Tanev.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
But it's just, I just don't think it's happening.
No, just, I think, Mr. Conroy, I'm just saying, hold your cards tight.
Now, here's an interesting one.
Go ahead.
Wheeler, injured, out for the season.
Ooh,
for Winnipeg.
Yeah.
Like, we want to talk Canadian teams. What do they do now? Because they made a little move.
Yeah.
They made a little move for the Monahan.
Right.
Keeping on the flame train.
Yeah.
Do you up it and try to find another piece now,
you
know, Mitch?
Yeah, you look for something for sure. Look, a Wheeler's a hard guy to kind of compare. He's a hybrid kind of guy, right? Yeah, you definitely look for something, but Winnipeg's still strong. They're still a good team, however you want to look at it.
Yeah.
They're third in their central division right now. They're fine. They're going to be good. It's one of these things, actually, real side note. You got these three players that Calgary has. The trade deadline's about a week away. Do you start sitting these guys? Because that's the big thing, too. You don't want to get an injury. Like Tanev, this guy blocks more shots than anybody. The last thing you want him to do is block one with his face, and then we got a problem. You know what I mean? Do you sit him or you play him?
You don't want to go for the face block.
Don't face block.
Maybe tell him to take it easy on face blocks.
Yeah.
You should be
right. Be careful on the face block. That's the thing, right?
Yeah. I mean, the other thing, too, is it's not just what the players are doing. It's what the team is doing. The team is surging right now.
Yeah.
You know, they're playing. I mean, yeah, they got beat by the Sharks. I get it. But overall, for like their stock is just rising and rising because they're like, oh, this team's playing a little bit better. And they got a couple less guys. And everyone looks a little bit better. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Listen, from there, we go to everyone's favorite. It's the NHL Sports Show Power Rankings based on a curve. This is our ranking based on a curve. Remember that. What have you done for me lately?
Love it. Let's go.
Brought to you by the New York style flaw pizza, Sinatra's. If you call 403-455-7222 and mention the sports show, 15% off.
What?
Yeah, I talked to him yesterday.
Really?
And by the way, that whole thing, we got to get down there. He said right away, he goes, we got to do that video thing.
Oh, we're
the
doing
clip.
It.
Yeah, it's on.
We're doing it.
It happened. Whoa. At number five, yeah.
Friday night at Frank's?
Ooh.
Okay, move on. Okay, Power rankings.
At number five, it's the Chicago Blackhawks. What? They're on a 7-game losing streak. Yeah, but they're consistent. That's right. The number one draft pick again. Bedard. He's hurt. He'll be back soon. Why not one more?
You think it's easy to lose so much? Try it.
Try it. I dare you. At number four, it's the Dallas Stars. Listen, now they're leading the Central.
I thought you were going to, you know what? I was waiting to see if we were talking about them, but yeah, I love it.
Hey.
I love it.
It is what it is. At number three, it's the Florida Panthers. They hopped over the Boston Bruins. This is weird for Boston because they don't seem to ever lose. So Florida, who I talked about a couple of weeks ago, is the scariest team maybe in the NHL.
You know, maybe with the most agility. The Panther hopping the Bruin, it makes sense.
Oh, that's well said.
They utilize the trees.
Exactly.
And the flora.
At number two, it's the New York Rangers. Why? They were looking kind of dead in the water. Something was up. They say, we're playing a little possum. 6-game winning streak. Number one in the East right now is your New York Rangers. And at number one, for the fourth week in a row, you love them or you hate them because there's really no in between. It's the Vancouver Canucks.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Phil Kessel. We'll get to it. I'm just saying.
Listen. If it happens.
Yeah.
If it happens.
What?
They're winning it.
They're winning it. 100%.
Like, guys, wake me up when the final happens.
This is what I'm talking about.
If the Canucks get Kessel, it's over.
You know, we could have started with this segment, but I decided why. It's been a week. You probably heard about it a million times, but I have an exclusive. I had an exclusive interview with the greatest fan, San Francisco 49er, fanatic fan of all time. Our good friend, Swiss Army Larry A., was found. I found him. Was he under a bridge crying? Yes, I did find him there.
Is he okay?
He was a little upset. I'm not going to lie. He looked wounded. But ladies and gentlemen, the Super Bowl 58 was played last week. It was the Kansas City Chiefs taking on the San Francisco 49ers. Unless you live under a rock, you had no idea this was going on at the end in overtime.
Yeah.
Hey, the Kansas City Chiefs pull it off, win the game. We called it here last week. We did say Kansas City was going to pull it off. You can't give the defending champions, who are now two-time Super Bowl champions, 2 points. You can't give them points.
No, two in a row. They're actually...
Two in a row.
They're two in a row, but they're three-time Super Bowl champs.
Very true. They're on a heater. Dimitri, take me through the game and what you thought of the game, really. The Super Bowl 58, what was your... Take me through your feeling of the game.
Yeah, okay, absolutely. I think the game was overall an excellent, excellent game. I think the first half, yes. Was it boring? For sure. But was it one of those, if you're a real big football enthusiast, did you appreciate the first half? Yes, you did, because you could see the coaching and everyone setting up. And, you know, it's like a boxing match. They're just throwing the jabs out. They're just throwing the jabs. Win some, lose some rounds. But we get to the second half. Look, the Super Bowl, how can you script this better? Everyone talked about how it was a coin flip. Everyone talked about how close it was. And in fact, it was so close that it went into overtime. And listen, at the end of the day, Brock Purdy, you won even though you lost, okay? Everyone respected you. Now everyone truly respects you. But the guy who lost the most is Shanahan, in my opinion. Here's what it came down to. I don't want to hear anyone say, oh, Kansas City has the New England effect. They got lucky plays, this and that. What did we say the week before? you are not going to outcoach Andy Reid at all. Kansas City doesn't make mistakes like that to give you gimmies at all. It was a tight game, and what it came down to is one team had the killer instinct, another team didn't. I don't care what anyone says. San Francisco, you were in the red zone.
Yeah.
You were on third and long, holding penalty. Actually, that was the gimme mistake that the corner gave you, okay?
Yeah.
You would have been pinned to give a field goal. That would have been lost. Drive the field down for first and goal, and you couldn't do nothing but come away with a field goal. And that's the difference between a champion and between a challenger. It was that much of a hair close game. And that's all. That's all it was. You play this game 10 times, it's probably 6-4, KC.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Like, that's just how it rolls. But this is when it comes down to it, this is just what happens.
What I want to say is this. I'm not going to go heavy into it because Dimitri said basically everything I wanted to say. Larry A., the biggest fan, San Fran fan that we know and maybe in the entire world, said it himself, his words. Coaching. Shanahan lost the game. That's what he thinks. That's what he says. In talking to the owner of Sinatra's yesterday, a good friend of mine named Nick, actually he's my brother.
15% off.
He made a really amazing point. When they went to overtime, we hadn't talked all week. When it went to overtime and you are San Francisco and you know a field goal, so what you did, you kicked a field goal. And what did you do? Maybe you, Nick brought it up and it was so eloquent. And I got to just say it.
Why they wouldn't pin them on their own?
Exactly.
Yes.
He goes, if you miss, fine. But he goes, the minute you kicked the field goal, you know what you did? You gave Mahomes four downs on every drive, not three.
Exactly.
You gave him four. I was like, what a smart idea. And you're giving four downs to the best player in the National Football League, who's got the best coach in the National Football League, who's got one of the best wide receiver or tight ends in the National Football League.
That's it.
And that's really what it comes down to. That strategy at the very end is what ultimately lost it for the San Francisco
49ers. Last point, why it's coaching, because I don't care what anyone says. Outside the defense we talked about, we felt Kansas City has a better defense. It's probably because their best defender is Greek.
I'm just saying.
So what? We're Greek.
Yeah,
maybe.
I mean, that's here,
bottom line, because I say we got, it's 20, we're at the 26 yeah, minute mark.
Yeah.
Listen, the bottom line is this.
What's that?
The reason is San Francisco actually on paper has a better team. They have the better running back. They don't have the better tight end, but they have a much better receiving core, you guys. I'm sorry. End of story. Move on.
Yeah, it's done. You know what? Well, maybe we'll touch on it again
next week
when we have a little bit
more
time.
Okay, we got to run. We got 3 minutes.
One thing we got to talk next week, Patrick Mahomes versus Tom Brady. We're going to talk about it. I know the NFL's over, but it's the biggest take, and we got a lot to say.
Win another one, and we'll see.
We're off to, rapid banter.
Okay, let's do it.
Should Taylor Swift get a Super Bowl ring?
100%.
Rumors this week with the NBA was that LeBron to Golden State. Should it happen? Should it never happen?
The dark side?
Is three straight Super Bowls to the in three straight Super Bowls, the Chiefs O-line never got one holding penalty. Inside job, or technically there's holding on every play.
Coaching.
Last one. Our dream came true. Phil Kessel got a call from Vancouver. Is Phil going to win another cup with the Canucks?
They should change it to the Kessel Cup.
The Kessel Cup is right, man. There it is.
Please, God, we don't ask for much. I mean, we don't ask for much.
Come on.
Come on. Hey.
He's every guy's, like, literally, it's our dream come true to be Phil Kessel. Okay. We got a last segment here. It's onside, offside, real quick. Here we go. Me and Dimitri, if you listen to the podcast, we're guys that we like to have fun. Sports is supposed to be fun, supposed to take you away. There's a gentleman that's putting together the Olympics. He's putting the Olympics, and he says, hey, I'm not testing anybody. PEDs? I don't care. Let's find out how fun it is. So I went through the summer and winter Olympic sports. Dimitri, which sports do you really want to see people on PEDs?
Okay.
All right. Love here it. We go. Gymnastics.
Onside.
Onside.
Love it. Are you kidding? Are you kidding? The vault would just blow everyone's mind away.
It would be an unbelievable thing. The rings.
You the
could
rings?
Just stay there forever.
Unbelievable.
How long can you hang?
Yeah, exactly.
Field hockey.
It's a must.
It's
onside.
Well, you know what? I
think of the hitting.
Think of the hitting. Think of the fighting. All of a sudden, fighting's allowed
fighting
in field hockey.
Fighting in field hockey.
Yeah, exactly. Here's one for you. Ski jumping.
Listen, the only issue is onside. The only issue is that they would have to have a bigger course.
Well, I was just thinking of ours here in Calgary, the COP.
They'd have to extend it past 16th.
Past 16th. It's got to go into...
But that's what I mean. If you're driving through traffic and you just see someone skiing over...
Hey, that's pretty fun.
Pretty cool.
That's neat.
I want to come.
I like that. Here's one. Figure skating.
Listen, you think the quadruple Lux or whatever is amazing? Try the 8.
How about the Octoluts?
Yeah. The Octoluts.
You tell me you're not entertained.
Take that, Elvis Stoiko.
I haven't heard that name in years. I wonder what he's up to these days.
Okay.
How about baseball? Well, wait a minute. There's already a league for that.
And they already do it.
Okay.
No, weird.
Sorry. Cross that out. Water polo.
They already look like they're on PEDs. Yeah. Come on. They're in the water. You want them to drown.
You know what? I was
juice
just
them
say,
up.
No, dude. You know what? They're going to be too dense. They're all going to sink. We don't want that on our hands.
They should just put PEDs in the water.
Now
yeah, we're just getting the chlorine. Okay, one more.
Okay,
we got to go.
One more. Last one. Equestrian.
Listen, this is one where, yes, I want the person juiced up, but I want the horses juiced up.
Absolutely.
I mean, you're taking a thoroughbred into a really, really thoroughbred.
Again, tell me you're not entertained.
Is this not why we are here? Is this not why we are here? Maximus. Maximus, Maximus. Listen, I'll tell you why you are here. You're here because you're listening to The Sports Show, episode 294. We can't thank you enough. Listen, we got to sign off quick. We're running at the 30 mark. It's one for the books, but we got to shove it in the locker. We do got to hit the shower.
Oh,
I was going to wear my too. That's crazy.